Hey creators, welcome to the Pinpoint Podcast, where we believe your music matters and your success is only a plan away. Whether you're an active artist, just starting out, or coming back to the music scene, the Pinpoint Project is here to help you build a sustainable and professional music career. Be sure to create your free profile at thepinpointproject.com to connect with the community and keep the conversation going. All right, enough said, let's get into today's episode. The reason why I say that there's no admin that can communicate the music better than an artist is because the artist is that initial vision. It came from their hearts, or it should have. It should have. And the only reason why artists aren't able to communicate their own music is because they have so many people in their ears. They have marketing agencies telling them they need to sound look like this. They have PR agents saying they need to sound or talk like this. They have their record labels and their managers saying they need to look and sound a certain way, that they're losing their own self, which is making them lose their music and lose that connection to it. Or they've seen success doing something that somebody else told them to do, and now they don't trust themselves anymore. Now they don't know how to connect to their music. They don't know how to reroute. They don't know how to change. They don't know how to change their sound, or they think it's not okay. The remedy to all of this, the healing and the medicine to all of this is artist development. We haven't seen many artist development, actual companies, camps that is invested in actually informing the artists and helping them grow since ever really, but for sure since like, what, the 60s? The 90s was all about, and for Black music, the 90s was all about, hey, we got the platform, we'll put you on, we'll give you the writers, we got it just here, and now you're taking off. But that didn't equip any artist, and we're seeing it today, that didn't equip any of these artists for long-term success. They're still fighting for their masters. They're still coming out saying that they broke and they don't have no money, and that's not fair to them. They have talent. They've been able to touch people's hearts and lives with their music. Don't they deserve to sustain themselves? But it's the lack of information, the predatory nature of education and gatekeeping that didn't allow them to truly understand the power of music. Thanks for tuning into the Pinpoint Podcast. If today's episode was helpful, the conversation doesn't have to stop here. Hit subscribe, share with your artist friends, and head over to thepinpointproject.com to keep it going. For DIY artist development programs and resources, visit pinpointproject.org and follow us on social media. Thanks again. See you next time.